I think everyone wants to know where we came from, and how the universe began. Cosmos can help us find answers to those questions. When we understand how the universe began, it will give us a clue as to why it began the way it did, or even why it began at all.
Was your dad a king or a day? He must have been to make a princess like you. Is it Hogan here, or is it just you? How was heaven when you left it? Get your coat on, baby. You just pulled. My name is Steven. Remember that, you'll be screaming it later. Hi, the voices in my head told me to come over and talk to you. Would you like to stroke my lucky scrotum?
Hello, this is Stephen Hawking. I am speaking to you from Cambridge University in England.
My illness has made very little difference to my scientific work. It was lucky to have chosen theoretical physics. That is mainly pure thought, for which my physical disability is no handicap. I may be mentally disabled as well, but if so, I'm too far gone to realize.
Hello and welcome to my advanced setup page. Click and listen and I will teach you to be a master with women, just like I am. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Soon women could be falling for you all the time, just like they do with me. So click, click, click. Have fun, and meow.
Up yours, children!
I don't like your tone.
If you are looking for trouble, you found it.
Just try me, you.
No!
Experiencing a curious sensation.
I do not see why it is necessary to wear these ridiculous uniforms. They look like dresses.
That is an incredibly outmoded and sexist attitude. I'm surprised at you.
Besides, you look good in a dress.
Post on, Mr. Tag. I'll hold your position.
Hi, sir.
I'm not sure, but I think we've been insulted. I suspect you're becoming more and more human all the time.
Captain, I see no reason to stand here and be insulted.
I suggest you study this.
Scotty, we've got to get that man with us.
Aye, sir.
I'm a website, not a doctor, you corner freak!
Helm, a gate website. Maximum bandwidth.
Mr. Spock, you getting any readings on your instruments?
Yes, sir. There's a tiger burning bright in the forest of the night. Once upon a midnight fury, while I pondered weak and weary.
Pull out the plug, Spock.
I am not your puppet anymore.
They're getting too many hits out of the service. You can't take it no more.
What is a man but that lofty spirit, that sense of enterprise, that devotion to something that cannot be sensed, cannot be realized, but only dreamed, the highest reality.
So, five-card stud, nothing wild, and the sky's the limit.
Picking up strange readings from the internet, Captain, at www.com.
Aye, sir. Warp factor A, sir.
Aye, Captain. Activating internet.
What are you doing on my ship?
And what am I doing on Star Trek Voyager?
This will end your window session. Be sure to save your changes.
Me? I'm just the emergency medical support. You'll have to find a real doctor.
Unable to respond.
You speak about the objective hardness, the Vulcan heart. Yet how little room there seems to be in yours.
You're out of your Vulcan mind, Spock.
Captain, I suggest Vulcan mind probe.
And I do want to go back to the ship.
Can you give me a warp 8?
Aye, sir. And maybe a wee bit more. I'll sit on the warp engines myself and nurse them.
That position, Mr. Scott, would not only be unavailing, but also undignified.
I think everyone wants to know where we came from. I think everyone wants to know where we came from. I think everyone wants to know where we came from.
Captain, I see no reason to stand here and be insulted.